All right. Da, 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 da. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is season 4, episode 3 of Sticky Pickles, The Villager and Gross Domestic. Okay, so who's going first? Is it me or you? I think it's you, right?
I think it's me. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Carol, what is your sticky pickle?
Maria, this is one specifically for you because you're a bit of a gamer, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not really a gamer, but...
So, gamer as in, like, video gamer, not, like, gambling, because I don't gamble. Okay, just,
Yeah, like, so online gaming, whatever. Okay, you can help me understand this sitch and see if it's, you know...
Okay.
Okay, so husband and wife, both 26, have been married for 2 years, been together for 4, known each other for 6. 2, 4, 6.
2, 4, 6. Okay.
Yep. 2, 4, 6. Now, the husband, Paul, is, you know, he's a nice guy. But, you know, if he was defining himself, he'd say, I'm task-oriented, right? Like, everything has to have a purpose in his life. So, for example...
Is he a software engineer?
No, he's a biology teacher, oddly. But, like, you know, he cooks because it feeds people. And eating's obviously important because you die if you don't eat. You know, and he exercises because body strength is useful and important for long-term health. And he studies...
Oh, very utilitarian, very practical. Yes, yes, yes.
Totally,
yes.
And like kind of measures his life on all those things.
I know people like that, yes.
Socializes, but just enough, right? Doesn't over-socialize, never over-drinks.
Not too much. Okay.
Leaves the party at, you know, 11.
Not too much.
Yeah. So his wife, Susan, better known to her circle as Purple Flip-Flop.
Purple Flip-Flop.
That's her name. That's her online. That's always been her name. She chose it when she was 13.
Yeah.
Right? It's her name.
Yeah. That sounds like a 13-year-old nickname. Yeah.
Right? Now
when she's 26. It's literally 13-year-old. Wow.
That's right. She spent a lot of time gaming, right? Her parents weren't around very much. She doesn't have any siblings. She gamed a lot. That's what she did to keep herself entertained. Her favorite game is Animal Crossing. Right? She loves Animal Crossing. And she hangs out with her buds on the, you know, on the islands and stuff. And they have little parties. And during the pandemic, it went, you know, cray-cray, and it was great.
It's a very wholesome, child-safe game. If you're going to be into gaming, that's about as safe an option as you can choose.
Right?
Yes.
You can't hurt anybody in that game.
No, it's like playing Dollhouse.
Yes.
Really. It's very, very safe. Yes.
Yeah. And she's really into it. And, you know, there's a subset of people that absolutely love this game.
God, I've abandoned my Animal Crossing island. It's very overgrown now.
Well, this might help spur you along. She goes to work. She does her chores. She eats. She does all the stuff. And, you know, then if she's got time and she's done all her stuff, she plays. Right.
Oh, no. Did she dropkick Tom Nook? No. Okay. Okay.
So that's dumb raccoon.
You're making me have a mortgage on my fake island. Damn you. Yeah.
Now, this is all before she was married. Now, since she got married, she's cut down her Animal Crossing play like super way down. Right? Because, you know, she's a relationship and she's got stuff to do in the house and da 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 da.
Kissy, kissy. Yeah.
Now, despite that, Paul still thinks she games way too much. Right? And he is, like, driven almost insane by the stupidity of the game. He's like, what's the fucking point? What is the point? And he will regularly take like little pot shots, you know, at Susan for indulging this, this behavior. So he might say, while you played today, I ran 5 miles, made bread, and learned about bile duct blockages. What did you do? Right?
Paul is going to be one of those guys when he hits like 30.
Yeah, he's 26 right now. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll keep going like this. Throughout his 20s, for sure. He's going to hit that wall. We've seen it happen to people. You've seen it happen to people, right?
It's happened to me.
I was going to say, it also happened to me, where you're just like, the guy or whoever goes real hard for ages, like, I'm totally going to climb this ladder. I'm going to do all the things and blah, blah. And then you're just like, fuck, life is meant to be lived. it's going to happen, but he's not. So right now he's totally insufferable, right?
Yeah. So Susan just shows him this amazing, you know, a garden pavilion she built on the game.
Oh, it takes so much time to do that. Yeah.
So much time. She's got all the different flowers. She had the seeds. She's got all the shit, you know?
Oh, my God. I never had patience for that. Yeah.
And he just, like, guffaws. He's like, don't you see how sad that is? Like, who benefits other than you? Like, who?
Nintendo, Paul. Nintendo benefits. And their shareholders, thank you.
She should have called you at this point. Yeah. She'd been like, yeah, Paul.
I'm thinking about Nintendo shareholders. Thank you very much.
So, and what's kind of annoying to her, if you asked her, is like, he's always known I was a gamer. And yeah, like, he's always been a bit yucky about it, too. So, you know, if she's being honest, he's always kind of not loved it. But she's totally packed it in her mind compared, like, he has no idea how much she played, right? Anyhow.
And she's like, and I'm going to hide it from him.
Exactly. I mean, anyway. Right. Okay. So over the weekend, the past weekend, they've now had yet another huge blowout over Animal Crossing. It was Saturday night. Paul's mobile rang, and it was one of his friends, not Susan's favorite friends of Paul's, right?
They're having fights like this 2 years into their marriage. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not good. Okay.
I know. Yeah, and, guys saying, hey, you know, come down to the pub, blah, blah, blah. And Paul's like, yes, Siree, we'll be there, you know? And Susan, she doesn't love this guy, says she's not feeling well and she'd rather stay home. And Paul accuses her of just wanting to frickin' play that stupid fucking Animal Crossing game.
Well, can't she? I mean, does she have to go with him to the pub? Can he have buddy time?
Right. So she's angry too, right?
Yeah.
As soon as he leaves, she watches as the light disappear around the bend. And what does she do? She pulls out her Animal Crossing. She has a date on Ricardo's Island.
Yes.
And of course, you know, she does this quietly all the time. She hears Paul return 3 hours later. He's not in a fighting mood. He decides to do that kind of passive aggressive. You see, I don't know if it's passive aggressive. Like, I'm in a relationship, right? And sometimes you get seriously pissed off with your partner for whatever reason. Maybe it's defensible. Yes. Maybe it's not. You don't know because you're in a shitty mood.
That takes a lot of self-awareness to be like that, though.
Well, I don't know. It's just age, maybe. But when you're there, you can decide, like, I'm either going to have this out, maybe I'm not ready to have a calm conversation, or I just need to ignore him for a while, right? To calm down. But of course, from the other person's perspective, it's a bit passive-aggressive-y, right? Because it's clipped.
Yeah, you know there's something wrong. Something's bothering you. Tell me.
Yeah, and they go, nothing.
So my poor husband, his ears are burning. He knows I'm off. I'm the worst. I'd be like, tell me. I would not let it go. We've been together 12 years and I'm awful. I'm getting better at it, but like, I'm one of those, like, if you got a problem with me, I need to know now.
Yeah.
Leave you alone. And I'm learning that that's not great, but.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people need time to process, right?
I don't understand that.
I get that.
Yeah. People are different from me. How dare they be like that? Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah.
So he's kind of, you know, closing doors a little more efficiently than he would normally.
Yeah.
You know, he gets into bed and says goodnight, right? And all this stuff.
Pulls the covers over his nose. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Today, and, you know, the rest of the weekend was just a pilot. Like, all Sunday, didn't talk to her. The whole, you know, and it's just grumbly.
Wait, the whole day he didn't talk to her?
Yes. Just grumpy, really angry, because he's convinced that she, you know, he's just pissed off that she won't go out with him. I don't know what. He's
but for
just
a whole day! The whole day!
You would die.
I'd be divorced by now. I would absolutely, I'd burst into flames. I'd be like, it's been 5 minutes, you haven't said anything. Tell me! I would not be able to stand it. Poor Eric, I'm so sorry. Sorry, sweetie.
Well, she was happy because she got to play her game all day, right?
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough. Like, all right, leave me to my island. I'm going to go see what's up on neighboring islands and maybe check out the museum, do a little swimming in the ocean. Yeah.
Anyway, so today, Monday, right, she goes off to work, pilot comes on home. And Paul is nowhere to be seen when she comes in and says hello, doesn't answer, you know, so she's just like, Jesus Christ.
So dramatic.
So she showers off the day's grime, changes, gets dinner on, feeds the cat, and decides to, you know, check in on her island. Why not? Her Switch has been entirely wiped. Her profile no longer exists.
He Bastard!
Has deleted the online her.
What about her backups? Are her backups okay?
None.
No!
None. Gone.
Oh
gone.
Oh my God.
He went through everything and he's a bit, you know, bit of a techie. He cleaned her out.
Oh my God, what a bastard. Why would you do that?
She's like, she can hardly breathe. She has spent like decades playing this game. Decades through versions and different versions and different versions. And he's upstairs right now and she's just, she doesn't know. So she calls her mom, right? She's like, calls her mom and she's like, what? You know? And mom is like.
And I'm sure mom's like, it's a video game. What's the big deal?
Yeah. It's a video game. It was probably an accident. I could have totally done that. Maybe you need to calm down. I know it was important to you. So she calls you.
She calls me.
Yeah. What does she do, Maria?
Oh, I would tell her take the Greek way of doing things and just go upstairs and immediately start yelling at the top of your lungs. That's how we handle it.
Till you feel better.
Yeah. like the veins popping out of your neck and forehead. The neighbors are listening in with great glee, being like, here's tonight's entertainment. Yeah, I mean, it would make me feel better if I was in that situation. I mean, that would be the first thing I would do. Because I'm very mature.
No, I think I would do the exact same thing. I would be, it's almost like it's crossing the boundary. Like, fine that you don't agree, right? Maybe she doesn't agree with him, like, running all the time. So, what, she hide his shoes?
I mean, to me, that
it's controlling.
That, yeah, it is very controlling. And it's essentially the equivalent of, like, throwing somebody's clothing or like all their possessions out on the front lawn kind of a thing. Like, it's such a, it's a dick move. Yeah, it's a dick move. It's a dick move. This is widely considered to be a dick move.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of a.
It's also a punani move. I don't want to be, you know, gender specific.
it's orifice move. I'm just like, they've been together for this long.
Uh huh.
I think I would start really, if she was a friend of mine, I'd be like, does this match a pattern of behavior for this guy? Like, has he always been very controlling?
Do we need fucking therapy?
Do you need to, like, get out of there? Like,
yeah.
Because to me, I'm just like, that is so controlling. And what really freaks me out is that he gave her the silent treatment for 2 days.
Yeah.
And they didn't, I'm still not even really sure what exactly his problem is. Like, he's not thrilled with her habit, but like, she doesn't have to go to the pub with him. That's, I mean, it'd be nice if she did. Maybe she's a little too homebound and he'd like to go out with her more, but like, that's a discussion. You have that conversation.
Yeah, it's not silent treatment drama.
Yeah, that's.
And it wasn't planned, right? It was like last minute. Someone just called and said, hey, let's go to the pub, right? Like, it wasn't like it was like on Friday, shall we?
Yeah, if it was, yes, especially like if it was pre-planned and she's like, no, I want to stay in and play, I'd be like, okay, that's really an issue. But if it's impromptu and you're like, you know, I'm already in my jammy jams, I really want to stay in, like, I don't know. That feels like a thing that a person should be able to say. Like, I'm not feeling it going out tonight. I mean, I'm an introvert, so, yep. You know, but like, I don't know. I'd be like, that's so weird. I mean, scream at him first and then be like, we need to talk about all, like, it's not even about Animal Crossing. It's definitely not about Animal Crossing anymore.
That's an interesting point. I want to, one last point, and I want to see if it changes anything for you. So she goes upstairs and the door to his study is closed, but there's a note on the floor in front of the door. I mean, give me a break. Why didn't he have it downstairs? Just drives me nuts. Anyway, she opens it and it says, I know you're mad, but you had 1,500 hours logged on Animal Crossing. That is 62 and a quarter days long. That is a problem. You need help. Love, Paul.
Am I missing a part of this where maybe he's brought this up many times to her and she wasn't receptive to that? Like, did that happen?
He's regularly kind of taken pot shots at her gaming, right? It's useless. It's, you know, it's too much time. You waste
That's
your life on it.
That's not quite the same. That's not quite the same as like, listen, I'm really genuinely concerned.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like, I'm sniping at your habits to be a total fucking Buzz Killington because I'm an asshole. or like, your values don't align with mine, but we're married for some reason. but like genuine like intervention basically.
This is the shittiest fucking intervention in the world with him hiding.
Like, he went goddamn nuclear, like, immediately. Like, there's, like, ramp up a little, dude. Yeah,
slow it down.
He just went for the goddamn nuclear option.
He hit 11.
Don't need to, Like, way to escalate it. Now there's trust issues.
Yeah,
and now
well
there's control
done, Paul.
Issues. Y'all are going to couples therapy. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy, Paul. You did not handle this well at all, Paul.
And you've also pissed off all the gamers.
Yeah, and Susan, good luck.
I hope it was worth it.
All right. Okay, Maria, tell me, what is your sticky gross domestic?
Gross domestic. So, Kroll, I think it's interesting that you made the previous one for me, because I kind of was thinking about you when I thought of this one.
Oh, cute.
So it's not about you, but it's an issue that I feel like I really want your advice on. I want to know how you would react, because it's about hosting and cooking and dinner parties. And I feel like you are like the goddess of all that kind of thing.
Oh, I love you very much for saying that. And I miss them very, very much. Yes.
I know. I know. So I'm just like, I'm so curious to hear what you think about this one. So I want to introduce you first to Martha, who is our host. Outstanding domestique. So she is
Martha Stewart.
The names are very obviously Martha Stewart. Yeah. She's got a gazillion domestic hobbies. You know, she is a wannabe Martha Stewart, really.
Right.
She's a fantastic chef, and she also does all the trendy TikTok recipes. Like, and everything she makes, she doesn't just cook really well. It's all very Instagrammable. It's very for the gram.
Vomit worthy greatness.
But her presentation is amazing. So she's not just cooking delicious food, but it also looks gorgeous. And she, because she wants to share the wealth and she has that very generous spirit of the hostess, she loves to cook for other people. And her friends and her roommates, because she lives in a high cost of living area like I do, and it's not uncommon to be in your 40s and have roommates.
Right.
Her roommates are always saying, what a great cook Martha is. Like, she's absolutely fucking amazing. It's always a treat when she cooks.
Okay.
But. But her buddy, Julia.
Julia.
Julia. Child. I chose these names on purpose. Martha Stewart, Julia, Child. Julia cannot stand Martha's cooking.
Oh, that's unusual for someone who's a good cook. For someone else to kind of go, actually, I don't like your cook. Like, I get it that, you know, you may not like the things she does. Like, she does eggplant. You hate eggplant. Got it. But
no, completely across the board, cannot stand what comes out of Martha's kitchen.
Oh, interesting.
Do you want to guess why?
Too much butter. I don't know.
What a lovely problem. Yeah, my digestive system doesn't like that, but my mouth loves it.
Yeah.
So people have different standards of, how shall we put this politely, cleanliness?
Oh, she's a gross cook.
Yeah, so here's the deal with Martha. Martha's just not a clean cook. And here's what I mean about that. I don't mean like she drips a little bit on the countertop or whatever. To start with, Martha has a couple of cats, as do I, for the record. I have two cats, so like, I'm not unsympathetic here. But Martha does her best to keep the kitchen clean, but sometimes her little kitties, they jump up on the countertop when she's cooking and they start poking their nose in. And she doesn't really scoot them away because she finds it cute. Like, oh, Mr. Tibbles wants to see what I'm up to. Oh, it's great. And you know, when you're a frequent chef, as I'm sure you know, like, oil and fat will splatter and kind of like coat surfaces. And cat fur just loves to stick to that kind of stuff. On top of it, Martha, honestly, like, this is Julia's opinion. I'm just relaying what Julia has told me. But Martha would be shut down if she was ever a restaurant, because the Board of Health violations would be basically goddamn everywhere.
I'm kind of seeing this. Like, I have been to a dinner party before where I've seen the kitchen and I was like, oh. And there were nine cats in the house.
Like,
nine. And it was a small two-bedroom cottage.
9.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
English cottage. So like, you know, was there heating? I don't know. There's definitely a fireplace. That was it.
Well, you've got 9 cats. You don't need heat.
Right. And like, there was like only 2 little sofas, you know, like little love seats. And they were piled with cats. Like, and I love cats, but this was a lot
of
cats.
That's too much.
They were all over the counters in the kitchen. This was during Christmas dinner. They were on the windowsills. They were on the Christmas table. They were eating the turkey. They were everywhere.
Oh my God. I'm so glad I brought, okay, I'm having a full body shudder. I'm so glad you tell me that. Okay, because Okay, so this is the perfect one for you. I'm so psyched. All right, so, but Martha, so yeah, you would violate the Board of Health kind of stuff. But here's the deal with how she cooks, and I want to know if you find this gross or like unacceptable when cooking for somebody else.
Okay,
like dipping her fingers in stuff, licking her finger, and then dipping them back into taste again. Yes or no, if you're cooking for someone who's, like, not your immediate family?
No. I mean, I can imagine it might happen in error, and you might panic, and you may not throw out all the food if it did. But you would, yeah, I would avoid that.
Yeah. What about you're in such a rush to cook for your friends, and you have to go to the bathroom. You say, like, I gotta take a little pee. And you come back, and Julia's listening for the sound of the water running, and she's like, I don't think Martha washed her hands after going to the bathroom.
Yeah, no, that would bug me. Isn't that stupid? I mean, if she'd gone for, like, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
It's like I worry, I always go, I don't hear the water, and I'm sure that was a poo. The length of time they were gone.
That was a poo.
Or they were playing on their phone. Damn it, phones!
Yeah, so, I mean, I know in an ideal world, everyone washes their hands after they go to the bathroom, and we know in real life that is not the case.
See, my dad was a doctor, so I wash my hands constantly. Like, I'm a bit, not OCD, but, you know, I'm pretty hand-washy.
You're very meticulous, but
Well, only in the environment I was in, right? So I do find people often, I'm like, wow, they don't wash their hands very often, you know?
Yeah. I know there's like the platonic ideal and then there's the reality.
Hey, but Rona's fixed that. Rona's fixed that, I think, in a lot of cases.
Rona's fixed a lot of things. Great. Anyway.
Love Rona.
Rona. All right. So Julia knows all the things that I have told you because she told them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, she doesn't want to be an asshole because she knows that Martha's like a great cook and everybody loves her. And like, this doesn't seem to bother other folks. She's like, maybe I'm just more picky or like I have a higher standard and maybe I'm just being unreasonable. So here's what I'll do. I'm just going to do my damnedest to not eat at Martha's house. Like, problem solved, right? Like, I don't need to go in there and cause conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but the issue is this. She's such a good cook that she's like the de facto potluck dinner hostess now.
Yep.
So everybody always wants to hang out at Martha's place.
Yep.
Yeah.
See you later, Julia.
And if they're hanging out at a restaurant, Julia's like, I'm there with bells on. And I'm having a great time.
So, yeah, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
Because you can't help. I don't know if you can help. If something grosses you out, something grosses you out.
Yes.
Right? And you can be one of those people who goes, hey, did you wash your hands? Just checking, Martha. Right?
Tee-hee.
Yeah, oh, here, let me get you another spoon so you can taste that. I'm just thinking, you know, you might try and nudge them in a direction that is more comfortable to you, but I imagine that's a difficult thing to do with finesse and grace.
That is so you anticipated what Julia did.
Oh.
Which works up to a point. So Julia, there's basically Martha holds a little get together that Julia cannot get her way out of. So she ends up having to go and she's like, I'm gonna just gird my loins and I'll just nibble on a cracker and just try not to eat anything.
Is girding loins like a sexual thing or?
It probably, but I'm just like, but like pucker your asshole a little bit. Just like,
yeah.
And she's like, I'll just eat a little like cube of cheese and a cracker and just nothing else. And it'll be great. So she figures if she kind of stands around in the kitchen and she tries to run interference with Martha, be like, oh, hey, Martha, here's a clean spoon, clean tasting spoon for you since I was standing right here next to the cutlery drawer. You know, or like maybe when Martha's back is turned, she does like a little quick swipe of the countertop, that kind of thing. Just like, you know, I'm being a helpful guest.
Let me just dettol down the surfaces here. Let me bleach it all up for you. Let me get it all ready for you.
Totally normal thing. Yes, I can't help myself.
She could offer to be the dishwasher. Like, hey, I'll take care of everything. I'll sous chef for you.
That she does. Yes, that's a really good idea. So at one point, Julia does need to go to the bathroom. You know, they're drinking a lot of wine, right? And it has to come out eventually. So it's a gap in her defenses. As she comes back to the kitchen, she sees what she was super afraid of, which is the cats, several of them, up on the countertop near the chicken that's sitting out on the cutting board, taking a little nibble or two.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm singing that, but maybe because it's so gross to me and I'm just like, okay. Martha is standing right there witnessing this, lightly chastises Mr. Mistopheles, no, no, naughty kitty, and then plops that little nibbled breast right into the pan.
Oh, wow. And it was raw.
It's raw, so it's going to be cooked, but it's been nibbled on by a cat.
Okay, so if I were the cook in that sitch, and I had, I don't know, 4 chicken breasts, I'm imagining, something like that, whatever,
mm-hmm.
And the cat was nibbling one, I think I would just cut off the bit and then put a toothpick in it and say, that's mine.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go over the top in case. Or I'd also look around, actually.
Who's watching this? So if a cat
No one ever eat at my house. I don't have a cat. It's fine. It's fine.
I was going to say, that's why we're okay here. Yeah, I mean, it's like, is this gross? It's gross to Julia.
I think gross if the kitchen's not clean as well. Like, so there's a lot of compounding factors here too. There's like, mm-hmm. there's animals, there's like fur and dirt around the place. There's like unclean surfaces. And if you're a bit of a clean freak.
Potentially unwashed hands.
Yeah. Unwashed hands. Like, there's a lot.
Yes.
But
yes.
If no one else is bugged, does she think she's going to get sick from it?
You know, I think it's just, she has this standard that she thinks that everybody must uphold. So here's what happens when she sees the cat nibbling on the breast and sees Martha plop it in. So she lets out like a, what the fuck? Like, she can't help herself, like this visceral reaction. And of course, all the friends are there. Like, it's not like there, it's just the two of them. Like, it's not just Julia and Martha. It's like, everybody's there. And Julia's just like, she can't help it. She's like, what the fuck? Do you all have like toxoplasmosis or something? Like, didn't you see like the cat hair stuck to the inside of your wine glass and shit? And one of the other friends is like, yeah, but like we just took a napkin and wiped it out before the wine was poured in. Like, what's the big deal? And Julia like explains all the litany of sins that she has seen. And one of her buddies is like, have you ever eaten in a restaurant? Have you ever seen the cleanliness of the back kitchen? Because it's not what you think.
Well, one, thanks, Julia, for ruining the party for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, literally.
And right? Martha's humiliated, of course. But, you know, everyone's just kind of like, geez, Julia, what a fucking buzzkill. So there feels like there's no great thing here because Julia's like, well, this is disgusting to me. And it's a visceral reaction. Like, ugh. But everyone else wants to be accommodating, but they're not really understanding.
Julia needs to start having her own fucking dinner parties.
That sounds like a good solution.
Like, she's sitting there going to Martha's all the time, and Martha's a de facto person because her cooking's great. And Julia's all like, well, if you're a better cook, Julia, why don't you start doing a monthly event, right? Invite everybody.
Or maybe Julia should just be the one cleaning, like scrubbing down Martha's kitchen before the potluck or whatever.
Yeah, come in a hazmat suit, right?
Get it up to your standards.
Yep, get it up to your standards.
Autoclave all the cutlery.
Tell you what, if someone came over and said, someone came over and said, you know, and said, oh, I'll clean the kitchen or I'll do this, I'd be like, go ahead. There's the mop. There's all the stuff. Have fun.
Would you be a smidgen offended, though? Like, I'm not clean enough for you?
No. I have friends who are extremely, extremely, like, I'm in the middle of the road, right? Like,
I know people
that are way, way, way tidier than me, like, meticulously. I know people that vacuum every day, for God's sakes. I would never do that in a million years.
I have a friend who gets on her hands and knees and scrubs floors every day. Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not. But do that.
Yeah, exactly. But then some people don't clean it after a month. And, you know, wow.
That's me.
So, there you go. I'm grossed out by you. That's it for this week. Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do.
And you can always get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. Oh, yeah. And shuffle.app. We're on there as well. Girl, I promise I'll get this one day. I will get it right one of these days.
You're great.
Oh, no, I'm great.
It's human.
Okay.
It's human.
Anyway, now everyone's like, Maria's gross. Maria's gross. Her house is disgusting. Bye.
Bye.
And scene. Oh, my Lord.